Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of real talk about navigating life, love, and everything in between. And today, we're diving into something that can feel tougher than a workout after a pizza binge. Forgiveness. I know, the word itself might make you want to roll your eyes or grab some tissues, but trust me on this one. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of resentment. Think about it. Holding on to anger and hurt is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and steals your energy for all the good stuff in life. So how do we ditch that backpack? Well, practicing forgiveness isn't a one-size-fits-all magic trick. But there are some powerful tools we can use to start letting go of resentment and lighten our load. First up, remember that everyone messes up. We're all human, prone to mistakes and sometimes downright crappy behavior. Doesn't make them bad people, just flawed ones. Holding on to anger because someone didn't meet your expectations is like expecting a goldfish to climb a tree. It's not gonna happen, and you'll end up frustrated and disappointed. Next, try to see things from the other person's perspective. I know, easier said than done when you're feeling wounded. But even if the actions were hurtful, there might be underlying reasons for their behavior that have nothing to do with you personally. Maybe they're going through a rough patch, or maybe they have unresolved issues from their own past. Understanding doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you let go of some of the anger and resentment. Speaking of letting go, here's a game changer. Choose to focus on the good. Easier said than done when you're replaying that hurtful moment over and over in your head, right? But actively choosing to remember positive interactions with this person can shift your entire perspective. Think about times they were kind, supportive, or made you laugh. Dwelling on the negatives only reinforces the pain, highlighting the positives can slowly start to heal the wound. Now, let's talk about taking action. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean staying in a toxic situation. It's about releasing your grip on the hurt and anger so you can move forward with clarity and peace. This might mean setting boundaries, limiting contact, or even walking away from the relationship altogether. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress, and times when you feel stuck. But keep practicing, keep showing yourself compassion, and keep believing that letting go of resentment can set you free to live a happier, more fulfilling life. Let me tell you about Sarah, who was carrying around a ton of resentment towards her former best friend. They had a major falling out over a misunderstanding that escalated into hurtful words and actions. For years, Sarah replayed those moments in her head, blaming her friend for ruining their friendship. It held her back from forming new connections and enjoying life fully. Then she started practicing forgiveness. She realized that holding onto the anger wasn't serving her anymore, it was just making her miserable. She tried to see things from her friend's perspective, understanding that maybe they were also hurting and acting out of pain. It wasn't easy, but Sarah gradually let go of the resentment, focusing instead on healing and moving forward. She even reached out to her former friend, not expecting an apology or reconciliation, but simply to express her desire to move past the hurt. It was a difficult conversation, but it ultimately brought Sarah peace. So remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened or condoning hurtful actions, it's about taking back your power and choosing to let go of the bitterness that weighs you down. It's a gift you give yourself a chance to heal, grow, and embrace a brighter future. What are some steps you can take today to practice forgiveness? Maybe it's writing a letter to someone who hurt you even if you don't send it. Maybe it's simply choosing to let go of the anger in your heart and focus on something positive instead. Remember, even small steps forward make a difference. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words. Leave a review letting me know what resonated with you. And join the conversation on social media using #TheSadnessFeedTheSoul. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.